You know, I think every day and every play and in every year is a prove it year for all of us, not just our players, but our staff, myself. I think we're constantly evaluated, and that's part of what you guys do such a great job at. That's a good pressure. I mean, we've got a great media environment, and that's all very positive. We're 24/7 Bears in Chicago, and that's fantastic. So I think we're all of us, starting with me, and everybody that's involved in the Bears are in a prove it each and every day, and that's what we work towards. You know, I prefer the focus to be on the field and in the present tense, to be fully dialed in this season in our efforts to win championships. And it also is a reflection of where we're at on the cap. You have to have room, both cap and cash, to make those types of extensions, and we're just not in that position. You know, Dave, we've always been very competitive in our contracts. You know, our current contracts reflect that. You know, we've paid for production and for contributions towards team success, and we will continue to. We like our players. We like our roster. That's why they're there. I think they know that. I think they enjoy the experience with the Bears. They very much appreciate being Chicago Bears and being part of this team and our efforts to win championships. I see a bunch of players that want to continue to be here, and I think they've seen since I've been here that we will reward players that are on the upside and are still improving and still are contributing, whether they're young or old, as Chicago Bears, and we will reward them. You know, I don't necessarily think it's about the new system. I think it's about winning games and winning championships. And I think if they put their best efforts forward and continue to improve as players, they'll be rewarded. So it's to their benefit. I think, you know, I'm sure if you polled them, the majority want to remain with the Chicago Bears. This is a good place to play. It's the best town in the league. It's the best city in the league. It's the best fans in the league. So they'll be rewarded. It's a plan that we'll have to work through, but it's a plan we're focused in on executing in 2014, not now. Our anticipation is that all of our players will be healthy enough to practice on Friday, that they'll all receive medical clearance to participate fully in practice on Friday. Of course, we won't know that exactly, Brad. You know, I'm just being honest. You always have situations that come up, but there's right now Brandon's healthy. We anticipate that he'll fully pass his physical, that he'll pass his conditioning test, and that he'll practice on Friday. What I need to see out of all of our players to move forward with him, consistent improvement. Yeah, the same. You know, it's not just about Jay. As I've mentioned, we have, and you know, I was up front about, we have a number of players that are at either at the last year of their deal or under one-year contracts. So it's the same for all of them. It's not just Jay. All of them, you know, moving forward in their NFL career, have to show improvement and consistency as players to move forward, whether it's with the Bears or someone else. Like I said, I like our players. I like those players that are under contract, and I'm looking forward to them having a great season, to contributing to a winning team and to a championship team, and having good discussions and executing that postseason. You know, the Jay that I've seen since I've been here has always been very focused on the practice field. I see him involve himself more with all of our players, our younger players, taking players to the side. I see a guy that was fully dialed in. No one worked harder during the strength and conditioning aspect of our off season. So I see a guy that's very committed to improving his individual skills and to interact with his the players on the team and to provide leadership and to help us attain our goals, which is to win championships. Yeah, you know, we want to see him improve. We want to see him contribute at a higher level. You know, with Shea, to play more reps, to be more involved, to help us in any way possible. He's a very versatile player. Obviously, we used him primarily as a pass rusher last year. That'll still be a big part of his goal. We'd like to see him on the field more, but he'll have to earn that. I mean, all of our players are going to have to earn their place as players on our team. So, you know, to improve and to contribute more, obviously you want your younger players to ascend and continue to be more in a bigger part of your team and in terms of the number of reps that they play in games. You know, that's our goal. That's where we want to go. And that's what we're doing every day, each and every day, the steps that we take. the efforts that we take, our evaluations, our work on the field, the players' work, the coaches' work. That's our goal. That's, you know, like I said, we know that there's a lot of dust on that highway and that part of the journey, but we're going to be unrelenting in our effort to reach that goal.